You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know that feeling when you open the fridge, you're staring at a really sad onion, a bag of carrots, maybe half a pack of tortillas. And I think, what on earth am I supposed to make with this? That was me, two nights in a row. So instead of doom scrolling DoorDash, which is a popular delivery system, a food delivery system in the United States, I thought, what if AI could help?
Hey, I'm Mukundan. This show is about solving real problems with small, useful AI, things that you can actually use today. Each week, we pick one problem, build a simple workflow or tool, and talk through the decisions, what to automate, how to check quality, and how to make it reliable. If you're a builder, creator, or just AI curious, you'll leave with the steps that you can copy tonight.
I thought, what if AI could help, right? Not to give me some crazy Michelin-level recipe, but something that I can actually make with what I already have. Today, I'll take you behind the scenes of my pantry-to-plate AI app, which is an app I used to help. Today, I'll take you behind the scenes of the prompt I used to give me options of what kind of food I can make with the ingredients I have at home. And the appliances, the ingredients and appliances that I have at home. So we'll explore the rules that keep this app very practical, the AI that helps it make the app, the prompt also. So here's what I'm trying to achieve here. I will give an app and also I'll give a prompt that can be used for everybody. So it's not just you need to be very technical to do it. You can just go with the app or the prompt, whichever one you like, so that you can try yourself tonight. So it's a prompt that you can put in your ChatGPT or Claude, and then you can try that prompt tonight. Here's the problem we all face. Let's say it's 9:30 p.m. on a weekday night. You're exhausted and there's not a lot at home, food-wise. Could be rising inflation costs. Could be that you didn't have time to go to the grocery store, or you know, you didn't want to be buying any groceries from the grocery food app or grocery food delivery app, right? So that's something that a lot of people go through this, right? You are not having anything at home to make. So you end up buying outside or whatever, right? Or you eat something basic, could be a sandwich. But sometimes even when you're that tired or bored, you still don't want to eat that kind of boring food. I mean, quote unquote boring, it not be boring for everybody. But yeah, it's in my particular case, what I'll say is like, it was very late. I mean, I just finished work and it was very late in the evening. It was like around 7:30 and I had nothing prepared for food. And I had to wake up early in the morning. So I had to sleep in early as well. Like usually I sleep around 10 p.m. and this particular case, no, it was, so in my particular case, it was like 7:30 p.m. in the evening and it was a very long day
and I was exhausted. So I'm really hungry too. And all I see in my kitchen is just rice, potatoes, and I had an instant pot, luckily. So although I had this instant pot for a while, I've not been using it the way I would have thought I would, right? And instant pot, for those of you who are not familiar, it's like a cooking appliances, which is essentially like a more convenient pressure cooker. It's like a crock pot, but it's faster. That's what I would say would make it an instant pot. Crock pot usually takes a while to cook. In instant pots, you know, get the cooking done quickly. But anyway, so here's what happened on this particular night. I was almost going to order something to eat from a fast food place because I was just done. And I thought, like, what? And I've been in this AI space. Like, I've been talking about AI, how we can use AI in the practical world already by this time. But what I thought, like, what if I can use AI to help me craft up some recipes that I can use? But I mean, then again, I'm not a great cook, and nor am I a registered dietitian. I'm not even a dietitian. I don't even know what to make or eat most of the days, or I don't know what kind of diet would be the greatest to follow. I guess I have a general idea, but you know, then again, I'm not an expert, is what I'm trying to say. I thought, what if I could use AI to help me make this app, or at least help me build out a prompt that I can use to, you know, which I can then feed this prompt what kind of ingredients I have at home, maybe what kind of appliances that I have available to me, so that it spits out these recipes that I can use. So I'm not even a great cook. So like I said, so it's not going to be something I wanted complex. I wanted something easy. So one thing I do acknowledge, like, you know, and I think most people can relate who watch these food contests, right? Like these shows which have food competitions. I think one of them is Chopped. If you're familiar with it, it's like a food competition show. You need to make food really quick, I guess, and in high pressure environments. That's basically the gist of it. So instead of like a singing show, like The Idol or something, where you're competing with others for your voice, you are competing with others for your cooking skills. And it's like, yeah, in this case, let's call this Chopped a TV show, except that you're the only contestant and the prize is that you're not going to quit. And the prize is that you're just not going to go to bed hungry. And that's the universal pain point. We don't want to be hungry, obviously. We all have our different appliances at home. We have a bunch of random ingredients, and everyone has those nights where we just don't want to think. Like, we don't want to be spending our time thinking what I'm going to be eating. So we just want to be eating, right? If you're really smart enough, you'd probably be meal prepping, right, for the week. Preparing your meals in advance on the weekends, and then over the week, you just have to warm it up. And that's great. But sometimes you just feel like eating fresh food. And for those kind of cases, obviously, like, how do you do it when you're really busy as well? That's really the problem here. So I wanted to see how I can use AI to help me with this problem. But when I was looking at this problem, I didn't want to directly start with AI. I wanted to build like a set of rules for this prompt, right? So I wanted to see not just using what ingredients I have at home, but also like what kind of appliances or what kind of stuff I have at home, essentially, like everything that I have at home. How can I? So I didn't want to start with AI, like I said. I just wanted to build out a rule system, right? Like, if you have an air fryer and potatoes, you should see make crispy veggies. It's just very simple, right? Like, I mean, if you have potatoes, you know what an air fryer does. If you're familiar with an air fryer, it helps you crisp up everything that you have. That's the main function of it. Everything else is, I think, like an extra feature. Yeah, I'm sure it allows you to bake and maybe dehydrate and everything. But at the end of the day, it's just crisping up everything without using oil, or maybe not much oil, right? In my case, like, I wanted it to use the appliances that I have at home as an input, use the ingredients that I have at home as an input as well, and then spit out something which will tell me more practical ways of how I can make food. So if I have, like, let's say I have carrots, I have chicken, I don't know, potatoes, what can it suggest with what I have? And let's say I have an instant pot too, right? So maybe it will suggest, for example, it would tell me to bake the chicken and then, like, cook the chicken in the instant pot, shred it out with, you know, your knives and fork or whatever, and use that with potatoes or something, right? Like, make something with the potatoes or carrots, like the instant pot. So everything can be done, really, essentially. Something which is easy, but I just wanted it to understand that, like, I just didn't want, like, basic recipes. I wanted it to tell me how I can do everything in an efficient way. So I broke it down into categories where I told, like, there's three things I did, essentially. One is the appliances, then the ingredient groups, and one was meal type. And the last one was meal types. So the appliances, I told it, like, what kind of appliances I have at home. So for example, in my case, it was an air fryer, instant pot, blender, oven, stovetop, obviously, and a toaster oven, and a grill. So these are, like, some different options. But in my case, the appliances that I had on hand was just air fryer, instant pot, a blender, oven, and a stovetop. So then the other thing was I had to tell it what kind of ingredient groups I have at home, like pantry staples, proteins, vegetables, spices, dairy, condiments, and what kind of meal types I wanted, like breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack. And the other thing I was thinking about in a future version was how to add, like, cuisine in it, like what kind of different cuisines I want, whether it's Mexican or Greek or Italian, right, or Indian. So I wanted my app to feel like, you know, your grandma's recipe binder, for instance, predictable, structured, and it's always there. Because, well, I mean, AI is, at the end of the day, garbage in, garbage out. So AI alone, it's just sometimes it's like asking a friend who's too creative for their own good. So I don't want it to be too creative, right? Don't tell me, like, oh, something's really fancy. And it's, sometimes some of those things may not make sense, but I wanted some general ideas. Again, one thing to remember with AI is, like, yeah, it's going to give you some suggestions, but at the end of the day, you still have to use your own brain to make the food. You have to think if those suggestions make sense to you. But you want some ideas to think a little bit, at least. I know you're extremely tired, and maybe something more basic is fine, like chicken cooked by itself or potatoes cooked by itself. But I would say not, like, super complex recipes. I wouldn't trust AI completely there. At some point, you might have to just YouTube a bit, obviously. But in this case, this use case is specifically for when you're, like, really exhausted, right? For those kind of cases, or you're, like, really, you know, it's probably the end of the month. One second. So that's essentially it. I didn't want it to be extremely creative, just wanted to give some basic recipes for me so that I can make on a weeknight, for example, right? Now let's try to think about how and where the AI fits in. I didn't want there to be, like, some structure to it. I just wanted some recipes which I can make quick. Ideas, essentially, but obviously I'm going to be using my own brain there. I wanted AI to add some fun to it, and I guess the spice, literally. Here's how I use AI in the app. I use it for recipe riffing. I use it for getting some twists in basic recipes. So I'm Indian, just for a context. So as an Indian, I try to make veg pulao, which is nothing but cooked rice with mixed with so it's nothing but rice cooked with vegetables, mixed vegetables. And an AI might suggest, like, a Thai version of it with coconut milk, or a Mexican version with chili. Those are some nice twists. And obviously, not every one of those twists might make sense, but it is nice to know what you can do with things you have on hand. So for example, you may just have the rice and you may not have any mixed vegetables at home. And you may have, for example, that just, like, a tomato at home, or just, like, the canned tomato sauce, which, what you can do with that, for example, right? So AI might suggest, like, a twist in that recipe. So it's nice to know at the end of the day. It might offer you some ingredient swaps, right? So if you don't have any cumin at home, it might say, like, use coriander powder instead. Or if you don't have coriander powder, if you have coriander or something like that, or, you know, get the drift. Like, you just mentioned what all stuff you have at home, and it might offer you some kind of a alternative in this case. It might give you, might tell you some flavor sliders, which means that you can tell the AI the kind of, tell AI the kind of mood that you're in. If you're in a mood for something quick, if you're in a mood for something spicy or healthy, or something even comforting, it tweaks the recipes to match that vibe and also give you some smart combo options, right? Like if you have tortillas, beans, and cheese, obviously the rules say quesadilla, but AI can tell you a bit further. What about some Indian style masala wrap, right? So that you can do as well if you tell it, you have these other kind of spices at home. So like maybe if you have some Indian spices at home, like a garam masala or a curry powder or some turmeric, it might suggest some possible suggestions there. And it might help you with some pantry chat, is what I call it. So if you're like completely stuck, you can just type in what you have and AI will throw out a few ideas to help you get going. So basically it is chatting with you like what a chatbot does in that sense, or your friend does, right? So think in more human terms, like a friend, but obviously it will give you some ideas to get you going. Now it's like having Gordon Ramsay or your grandma in the kitchen without the yelling. Yes, it's just fun. That's all I think it is. Now here's something I wanted to try with you. Like I wanted to make this interactive. So let's try and copy this and try it in your ChatGPT application or your Claude app. So let's say this is the prompt I want you to try and paste it in your ChatGPT or Claude. Say this, right? I have, in bracket, list your 3 to 5 ingredients and these appliances. And again, list those appliances in bracket. Suggest 3 meal ideas. I can make it under 30 minutes. So just to reiterate, suggest 3 meal ideas I can make in under 30 minutes. If I'm missing something, suggest simple substitutions from the pantry basics that I have at home. Keep it realistic. And this can be more complex. This was the prompt essentially, but if you want to make it more complex, you can. Right? At the end of the day, just think of it like your partner that you want to talk to. Think of it like a human, which helps with conversations. Obviously, it's not a human, but you should be, if you think it like a human, like how you would talk to a natural human being, just that's the same thing you need to do, which would help you get better responses from the AI. So I want you to try this tonight. And again, I'm going to put this prompt in the show notes so you have it. And I'll be creating a discussion group for you to, you know, post your thoughts. And you can reach out to me personally. If you sign up for my free newsletter, you can directly contact me and I can, you know, respond back to that to see if you could come up with something. So if they, you know, try this tonight. Let me know if the AI gave you something that you could cook or something crazy. I'd like to know, right? I'm very interested to see how this works. So try this in your prompt and share your results with me on Substack or Twitter, or you can just email me as well if you sign up for the free newsletter. Another thing I want you to try is, here's a quick quiz for you. Just it's a true or false. If you only rely on AI, this is the question, right? If you only rely on AI, it might suggest recipes you can't cook because it assumes you have tools that you don't. Is it true or false? So I'm going to, you know, say the question one more time. If you only rely on AI, it might suggest recipes you can't cook because it assumes you have tools you don't. So I'm giving you a few seconds here to think. And well, here's the solution, right? Answer is true, because the app always starts with the rules and AI comes second. So that's essentially it. Now here's something I wanted to discuss with you as well in this segment. When it comes to cooking, do you prefer structure, like tried and true recipes, or creativity, something new and fun? Share that answer with me online or email or however you want to reach me. And all the ways to connect with me are in the show notes. And I'll tell you what the community says in the next episode. I learned that, here's what my lessons from this app was. I learned that AI works best as your partner, but not as a replacement. Right? In cooking, in work, in life, you need the rails first, and then you need creativity. The magic isn't AI versus rules. It's AI with the rules. You need to give that context, essentially. That's what makes this app useful. You can't just be saying, AI, give me like recipes to cook, because that's not going to be helpful at all. You need to give it certain instructions. Talk to it like a human would. Like, how would a human directly understand what kind of food you want if they don't know you at all? That's what makes this app useful, I think. It always gives you a real meal you can cook, but also keeps it interesting with new ideas. So to summarize, that night with just rice, onions, and potatoes, I ended up making a veg pulao, which is just, like I said, like a rice cooked with vegetables. And the app suggested that Thai twist with coconut milk. But that's when I realized this wasn't just about dinner. It was a mindset. So here's a challenge that I have for you. Try the prompt that I gave earlier tonight. And again, it's in the show notes. But if you want something more structured, check out that app that I built. It's also going to be in the show notes, where it's a bit more code heavy. So if you wanted to try that, you can try that as well. So the rules keep you grounded, but AI will add that spark to what you're doing. And please share the results with me. I'd love to hear from you. And I'd love to see these results as well. Until next time, may your fridge be full, your AI be helpful, and your dinner actually tastes good. So, well, in the show notes, you'll also see some, you know, the prompt challenges, the quiz, and a discussion question, and a link to the blog, which will have the app as well. So that will help you try to do it by yourself. Before you go, I just wanted to let you know that I record with Riverside. I'm an affiliate partner, Riverside. They helped me record this episode, and they have amazing audio quality. So that's something I just wanted to recommend. If you're ever deciding to do your own podcast, this is a great platform to record, because their editing features are amazing. Their AI editing is, I think, next level. Helps you remove all awkward pauses and gives your sound a strong voice. It gives you a strong voice. So I would highly recommend Riverside as the reason why I chose to be an affiliate partner, because I actually use the product and I love it. So link to join their platform is in the show notes. And again, I'm an affiliate partner. So if you make any purchase, I may make a small commission from it. I also host an RSS.com. Also, I'm an affiliate partner of RSS because they have an amazing distribution channel. They are able to publish your episodes from RSS into Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, Deezer, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and even lets you publish your episode with one button into YouTube as well. Did I forget to mention that you can start making money by hosting on RSS.com. Even if you have just 10 downloads a month. So that's all you need to make money, 10 downloads a month. It's a new feature they started, and it's amazing. So again, link to joinrss.com will be in the show notes. I'm also using Cider.ai to help with my research. So if you are interested in any research for your content, or for in general, you want to learn about anything, want to read research papers or any kind of thing to improve your knowledge, Cider.ai is your platform to use. So again, I'm an affiliate partner, and I'd love if you're able to support the show by clicking on my affiliate link and joining Cider.ai. Hey, it's Mukundan. If this episode helped you, two tiny favors that make a huge difference. Rate the show 5 stars. On Spotify, you can just open the show page and tap the star button. On Apple Podcasts, scroll to the bottom of the show page and tap 5 stars. Also, leave a 1-2-line review on Apple Podcasts. Tell me one takeaway. I read every single one, and it helps more people find the show. Thank you. See you next week.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.